Come sit with us at Berean Bible Fellowship. We're about to listen to Pastor Bruce David Bell as the Lord speaks through the truth of His Word. Come sit with us.
Even if we are not mechanically inclined, most of us are familiar with a very common type of fastener, which is called a nut and bolt, which, when used together, are kept in place by the resistance of their threads against each other. And nuts and bolts can be found almost everywhere. They're in our homes. They're in our cars. They're in our appliances. They're in our equipment. And they're used in a wide variety of applications and in a wide variety of ways. And nuts and bolts are so common, they are so basic, that many times when we want to refer to the basic meaning of something, rather than to its abstract meaning, we refer to it as the nuts and bolts of that subject. The essentials. The fundamental elements of the matter at hand. And in the passage of scripture that is before us today, in 1 Corinthians chapter 14, verses 29 through 40, the Apostle Paul gives us the nuts and bolts. He gives us some divine insight on the subject of order in the church. He gives some basic information, some fundamental instructions for that church to follow, and he gives us some timely application for us to consider as well. Now, in that early church environment, those believers found themselves in a unique situation. There were no elders in the church. There were no deacons. There were no pastor teachers. There was not that kind of leadership in the church yet. And even the New Testament had not yet finished being written. And so there were prophets, prophetes in Greek. These were men who had been gifted by the Spirit of God so that they could teach the Word of God to the people in that church and give them divine insight as to how that message should be applied to their lives. But even as those men exercised that gift that had been given to them by God, still they needed order. There needed to be order in the church. Order in what was being said by those men. And so in verse 29 of 1 Corinthians 14, Paul says, "When you come together as a church, let two or three prophets speak. But let them speak one at a time, and then let the other prophets pass judgment." Diakrino in Greek. Let them discern if what is being said is from God and is for the edification of the church. They are to determine the veracity. They're to determine the soundness, the correctness of those prophetic messages. As we are told in 1 John 4:1, where it says they are to test the spirits to see if they are from God, because it says many false prophets have gone out into the world. So these prophets were to see if what was being said was accurate and was true. Because the enemy of our soul seeks to deceive the people of God with false teaching. And some of that teaching has even found its way into the church today. And sometimes the enemy mixes truth with error. He mixes it with lies, which are then taught in the church by those who disguise themselves as servants of righteousness. Beware of these false prophets, Jesus said in Matthew 7:15. Be on guard for those who come into the church in sheep's clothing, appearing to be men of God. But inwardly, Jesus said, they are ravenous wolves, seeking only to devour the flock of God. So then Paul adds this in verse 30. You need discernment. If a revelation, apokalupto in Greek, if there is an unveiling of a hidden truth, and it is being made something which is given to another of the prophets, that is, one who is seated, and he is listening to that first prophet speak, well, at this point, let the first prophet sit down, and let him keep silent, so that this prophet can stand up and have the opportunity to speak. For all those who have been gifted by God in this way, Paul says, can prophesy. But do it in an orderly manner, one by one, he says in verse 31, so that all of the church may learn, manthano in Greek, so that everyone in the church can receive instruction in the word of God, and that all may be exhorted, parakaleo in Greek, so that they can receive comfort, and encouragement, and correction. All things are to be done properly, and in an orderly manner, and with discernment. And so, Paul says in verse 32, the spirits, pneuma, the breath of the prophets, is to be subject to the prophets, hupostasso in Greek. They're to have it under their control. Their words, their thoughts are to be clear to them. They need to know what they're saying. They need to know what God is saying to them, and the people need to know as well. They need to be fully aware of what the Lord is speaking to them, because Paul points out in verse 33, our God is not a God of confusion. Akatastasia in Greek. He is not a God of disorder. He is not a God of instability. That is not his nature, is it? Well, no. So, that should not characterize our behavior as those who claim to speak for him. But, Paul adds, he is a God of peace. Irene in Greek. He is a God of harmony. He is a God of stability. And where his spirit rules our lives, where he rules our hearts, we're told in James chapter 3, there will be peace. These are the nuts and bolts. These are the basics. This is the way that it is to be in all of the churches of the saints, Paul says, hagios, by those who have been set apart by God in Christ Jesus. This is to be the pattern of the church. This orderly reverence for the Lord should be the mark of all true believers in Christ. So in the same way, Paul continues in verse 34, let the women in the church, the women of God, conduct themselves in an orderly manner. Let them keep silent in the churches. Sigao in Greek. Let them stop speaking during the time of worship together. Because apparently, there were some women who were out of order and who were causing a disturbance in the church. And in what way? Well, perhaps in the same way that Paul notes in 1 Timothy 2:12, where he says, women are not to teach or to exercise authority over a man, but they are to remain quiet in the church. Hesuchia in Greek. They are to be still. They are to be tranquil. This is to be the pattern of the church. This is to be their role as believers when they gather together for worship each week and to receive teaching from the Word of God. Our equality in Christ does not invalidate our different roles. It does not invalidate our different functions in the Lord. So Paul adds this, women are not permitted to publicly speak or to teach the congregation. But just like the prophets, let them subject themselves, hupotasso again. Let them exercise self-control. Just as the law of God also says in Genesis 3:16 concerning women. And so there, in speaking to Eve, the Lord said, your desire shall be to displace the authority of your husband with your own authority. But your husband is to lead you, to guide you. And this thought continues in 1 Timothy chapter 2, where it says, for Adam was the first one to be created. And Eve was created after him, created from a rib of Adam, as a helper for him. And in addition to that, it says it was not Adam who was deceived by the serpent, but it was the woman. The woman was deceived, and so, it says, she fell into transgression. The order of creation calls for one to lead, and it calls for one to follow. This is God's order in life. This is God's order in the church, and it is the responsibility of the man to lead his family. It is his responsibility to lead his wife, and it is his responsibility to lead in the church in a godly way according to the Word of God. That's to be his role. That is to be his responsibility. And so, in thinking of Adam, think back. He bore the responsibility of his sin, and he bore the responsibility of the sin of his wife in their disobedience against God. And so it says here in 1 Corinthians 14, verse 35, if women desire to learn anything, then let them ask their own husbands at home. So, men, we need to study the Word of God, don't we? We need to study it so that we have some answers when we are asked those questions by our wives. For it is improper, Paul says, for a woman to speak publicly in the church. Aikros in Greek. It is shameful. It is disgraceful. It is out of order. So do not place yourself above the Word of God. And perhaps some of the people in the church in Corinth had a problem with what Paul just said. Well, I know it's true that some people have a problem today with what he said. And so in verse 36, Paul asks them two questions. And he says this, "Was it from you that the word of God first went forth? You did not write the Bible, did you? And secondly, has it come to you only? Do you place your own personal, private interpretation of the scriptures above the truth? Do you? Well, oh, you do not? Well, then obey the truth. Obey the truth of the word of God." So Paul says in verse 37, "If anyone among you thinks that he is a prophet, or that he is spiritual, of being led by the Spirit of God, then let him recognize and let him agree that the things which I write to you in this letter are not my own opinions. They're not my own perspective, as some still think, but they are the Lord's commandment, entole in Greek. These are his instructions." Paul says, "The words that I speak are instructions that come from God to all of us. But," he adds, "if anyone does not recognize my authority, if anyone does not regard what I say as being divinely inspired, then he is not to be recognized. His words are to be ignored." The authority of the word of God is to be obeyed. It is to prevail. "Therefore, my brothers," Paul concludes in verse 39, "since you desire earnestly to prophesy," zeloo in Greek, "you are jealous in your desire to speak the truth of the word of God." And you should. "But at the same time," he tells the people, "in that church in Corinth, in their situation, do not forbid," kaluo in Greek, "do not hinder those who speak in tongues," in those unknown languages. But the bottom line to all of these things, perhaps the bottom line for us, is this. Something he tells them in verse 40. "Let all things be done properly." Euchemos in Greek. Appropriately. More than that. In beauty. And in harmony. "And let all things be done in an orderly way. In an orderly manner." Taxis in Greek. "With good discipline. And in sequence. In peace. For it all fits together, like a nut and a bolt, in Christ Jesus, our Lord." Amen.
You've been listening to Bruce David Bell, pastor of Berean Bible Fellowship. If the Lord has ministered to you through this message and you would like more information, then visit us on the web at bbfva.org.